What's up, everybody? Tyler Fullerson here, and this is the first episode of Living the Daily Slim Down. So basically what's gonna be is just living it, showing you guys exactly what I do, what I have others do, to break it down as simple as possible. The whole goal is to show everybody what you really just need to do to get that fat off the body. So right now, doing breakfast, really it's like lunch, but breaking my fast right now. So if you guys need some help with intermittent fasting or whatnot, all of that's on Slim Down program, so go take a look at that video. So right now, this is like the quickest meal that I love doing. It's just eggs and sausage and cheese. It's literally absolutely almost no carbs. The only carbs you're getting from is the shredded cheese, and everyone always wonders where you get the shredded cheese, how you get carbs from that, and it's from the corn potato starch they put in the cheese so it doesn't get sticky. So just in the sausage right now, cook that up. Sausage, I love it. I love sausage a lot more than bacon. I don't know what my deal is with it. Everyone thinks I'm crazy that I don't really like bacon that much. I'll eat it. I just like the sausage a lot more. And it's cheaper. And if you guys don't know, I am super cheap. And I like to make my meals as cheap as possible. And you guys will definitely see and notice, just even in the Slim Down program, that I make everything as simple as possible. I'm not Betty Crocker, so I don't make all these crazy meals like a lot of people will. I just make it as simple as possible. You just gotta eat to live, not live to eat. So I'm just gonna cook up the ground sausage, and then I'm gonna do 4 eggs, and then I'm going to do a 2/3 cup of shredded cheese. And that's really it for this meal, first meal. Like I said, I'm making super simple. Breaking the fast, I just got done with the gym. Today's Monday, so I did chest. And if you guys haven't checked out the Slim Down program, I have my entire personal training workout program on there as well. So if you guys are at home, you guys don't go to the gym, it's totally fine. As long as you guys have a little bit of weights at home, you can do it at home. So this is gonna be a little over 800 calories. Just portion it out to your size. I'll show you guys breakdown in my Fitness Pal of the calories and how I log all of that as well, because it is so important to track your calories and make sure you're taking in enough calories, because 90% of the problem that I had with my clients is they didn't eat enough, and that's what I see is everyone's problem when you start a new plan. Yes, you can absolutely lose weight starving yourself, but that's not what you want to do. You want to keep the lean muscle mass because it's going to help boost your metabolism and everything like that. So I got the 4 eggs. I like to just throw them all in, kind of scramble them a little bit. Super simple. Just got to take the fat and proteins in. This is definitely my go-to breakfast meal today. Super simple, easy, just throwing it all together. I'll still add some salt, so get some pink salt. If you guys are close to a Winco, buy it in bulk. It's a lot cheaper that way, instead of buying the big, like a shaker or the ones that are already, so like this, but pink salt seems more expensive when you just get your own. You can get it already grinded up at Winco. I love Winco, I get a lot of my stuff there. I get my coffee from there. But adding that salt in, you're gonna get a lot of the help you retain the water so you don't get the whole keto flu or whatnot, keeping those electrolytes in and all of that good stuff. Just mixing that in. Sometimes I'll do some taco seasoning with this, but right now I just didn't feel like doing that. Add a little bit of pepper. The whole point of me doing these videos in the daily is just to hope it gets somebody to click for them, like, oh, that's all you have to do to lose weight. Everyone thinks you have to make all these crazy meals, make it super complicated, but all it breaks down to is hitting your calories and what type of calories you're taking in and controlling that insulin. Controlling the insulin is key to burning fat, because if the hormone is released, you're not gonna be burning fat, because that means your blood sugars are high. So it's all about controlling the insulin and controlling blood sugars. So if you're not taking high carb foods, you don't have a chance for it to spike. And the whole theory of taking in too much protein can cause insulin, if you're controlling your calories and you're deficient, your body's not gonna have enough time to actually spike insulin from your protein. So that's really it. I'm almost done with this. It literally took me 5 minutes at most. All I did, I just didn't start when I started preheating the oven. I mean, stovetop, you open the bag of cheese. Yeah, the cheese from Winco. I'd like to get the big bag of cheddar. It's a lot cheaper there as well. So, 2/3. This is gonna be 220 calories. Like I said, make sure you measure it out for yourself of what your calories should be. Unless your calories are 2,400 to lose, mine's 2,425. You'll see that on my FitnessPal. You can go ahead and add me if you want to, so you can see what meals I'm making and everything like that. But if you're following the Daily Slim Down Pro, Daily Slim Down, I'm trying to figure out if that's what the name's gonna be. I'm gonna go with Daily, Living the Daily Slim Down. So that's really it. There you go. It's a meal. It's gonna be a little over 500 calories. I'm gonna go ahead and log it. Like I always said, everybody, make sure you log it before you eat it or before you even make it to make sure you're gonna be right around the calories you should be at. So I do 3 meals a day and about 800 calories to hit the 2,400 goal of the day. Oakley got lucky, got some of the droppings, but that's meal number one.
All right, so now what we're gonna do is log all this food into MyFitnessPal so we know how many calories we're at. So what we are going to do is click on add, go to food, go to breakfast since it's the first meal. Go up to the barcode scanner because we can scan the food, which is awesome, makes it a lot easier for us. So scanning the cheese now, and we're gonna go into servings and go to 2 since we had 2/3 cups of cheese. So go into servings, hit that, go down to 2 servings. And that is it for the cheese. So now what we're gonna do is we are going to add the sausage. So go back up to the barcode scanner, top right, go to the sausage, and we had 2 serving sizes of 4 ounces. So you guys gotta go to the serving size, go to 2, hit add, and that is it for the sausage. Now, just gonna add the eggs. Super simple on this one as well. That's why I love my fitness pal. Go to add, go up to the search tab, and just search eggs. So once you do that, you gotta look through a couple of them, but the top one's usually the best one. 70 calories, close enough, hit that, and we had 4 of the eggs. So with that, go all the way down to the 4 for servings, hit that. Go to check, and that's it. We logged everything. We're about 920 right now for today. For first meal, it's fine. I need 2,400. I usually try and stay around 800, but I'm a little over. I can come back down on lunch or dinner, so it is totally fine. But you can go into goals and check out your macronutrients, see what your pie chart is for the day. This is definitely what you want it to look like for the day when you're done, once you hit your calories. A lot of people make the mistake and look at this and like, oh cool, I'm perfectly done for the day. Like, no, you gotta hit your calories still, but you want your carbs super super low, just like that. A little bit more fat than protein. This looks really good.
All right guys, doing meal 2 now. So what I'm doing is ground beef, doing 80-20, doing about 1/3 pound. It's around 700 calories, 2/3 basically. So ground beef's nice. You know, the 80-20, it's gonna be loaded in fat, protein, and no carbs, obviously. And then what I'm making the dish in is a little bit of spicy teriyaki. This sounds great. Just really be careful on your guys' sauces because they are loaded in carbs and sugars. So just doing a little bit of this, just giving it some flavor, and then gonna do broccoli with it. So essentially it's beef and broccoli, but I'm doing ground beef because it has more fat in it and everything like that. Gonna do 2 cups of the broccoli. It's gonna be 10 grams of carbs, but this is only the carbs I've been taking in so far today on my second meal. So only at 10 grams with that, and it'll be just about 60 calories. So what I love making my veggies in is this right here. Just throw in the microwave super quick. Remember, I don't like making things complicated. So, and I like it making it faster because I hate waiting for my meal. So throwing these in, what's nice is throw it in and put it in the microwave for about 3.5 minutes, 4 minutes, what I like to do. It's not the full bag. And it's quick, simple. I'll throw that in, throw a little bit of the teriyaki sauce on it, and that's meal two. Like I said, quick and easy.
All right, let's log number meal two. Going in ground beef, 80-20. I usually like the top one. So going in and doing a pound. So what's nice is you can go in number of servings, go to zero, and you can actually put perfect weight of 2/3 of a pound. So got that logged in there. You can see it's definitely high in fat and moderate protein. So now we're going to log the broccoli. So going in, going up to search. Actually, we can use the barcode scanner because there is a scanner on these mixed veggies. Love them. They are from Walmart. Go ahead. Gonna scan right here. For some reason, they're not spot on of what it says. It should be 30 calories, but it's fine. It's only a 20 calorie difference anyways. So going ahead, I was trying a different barcode, still the same exact thing. So gonna go ahead and do 2 servings since it was 2 cups. There's 4 servings in the whole bag. So low on carbs, but that's it for meal two. All right, so totally forgot to record dinner. Just started eating and I was like, oh wow, I forgot. But it's fine. I had a chicken breast, 1 pound, and then 2 servings of green beans, and then salad dressing mix on top. And I cook it in, make it warm, and it's delicious. So you don't get bored and sick and tired of the same meals and stuff. Because if you do, you're not going to stick to it. Because you got to eat to live, not live to eat. But this is the look of my calorie breakdown for the day. When you hit your calories, this is what your pie chart should be around. It's 5% carbs and then 36% protein, and 59% calories came from fat. I hope this helps everybody. This is my daily intake of what I normally do, doing low carb and keto. Have an awesome day.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.